I'm joined by Peter Marcus, a reporter for the Durango Herald, and Ed Seelever with the Denver Business Journal. We have three new leaders out of the four caucuses in the state legislature. Ed, what are going to be some of the dynamics? We still have Republicans in control of the Senate, Democrats the House, although they've widened their majority.
I think the dynamics are going to be between the new Senate president and the new House Speaker, the new Senate president, Kevin Grantham, and the new House Speaker, Chrisanta Duran. Grantham especially has been very positive about being able to have a good working relationship with Duran and to be able to advance legislation that has just gotten stalled for the past 2 years on both construction defects reform and on transportation funding. It'll be interesting to see, since these are largely the same caucuses, the same dynamics as we've seen for the past 2 years, if these things can get unblocked and can get moving. But there is a general feeling of positivity as the new leaders step into place.
That's interesting, coming out of a very divisive presidential race, that we've got legislative leaders feeling more optimistic. One person I talked to said that he thinks we can get more done next session because we're not going into a presidential year.
Usually the vitriol goes away a little bit after after the election. Personally, I'm skeptical, just because Democrats are still really, really pissed off about a Trump presidency. I'm just speaking with Senate Democratic leadership. They're talking about how they need to curb Trump's agenda because it's now the Republican agenda. That being said, I think Democrats are, especially in the Senate, they were really hoping that they were going to be in the majority this time around. Their agenda was based on being in the majority to a certain extent. That didn't work out. Talking to leadership now, they're saying that it's the same agenda. They're just in the minority. They've created a new position in leadership to just work on environmental issues. They're going to be moving forward with issues such as climate change and fracking and everything else.
Makes it a little bit easier for the governor, Ed, because we've got split legislative control, so each chamber can serve as a check for the other. On the other hand, we weren't sure if Hickenlooper was going to be back if we had a Clinton presidency, because there were a lot of rumors about him potentially joining her cabinet. That's not the case now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the governor will, of course, say he had hoped to elect a Democratic majority in the Senate, but behind closed doors, it's going to be a lot easier for him in the next 2 years. The governor was able to kind of sit back and watch the two houses kill things for most of the last 2 years, and there's a feeling that he's got to step up this time. Now he's got a whole new set of leaders, people maybe he can work with a little bit better, and that he is going to need to inject himself a little bit more into some of these discussions on everything from education funding to affordable housing in order to get something done, rather than just let the two sides hammer each other.
We are talking about his legacy as governor. He only has two more sessions.
I think the governor is in a great spot right now for the next 2 years. He doesn't have to worry about Hillary Clinton being president and whether or not he would move over to her administration. He can focus just on the state. He doesn't have to worry about elections, certainly not in the next year. You know, the things that he might have been a little bit cautious about, he can be a little bit more bold about. You know, the legislature is trying to balance a $500 million hole right now. The governor's already made some proposals. Last year, when he made proposals to balance the budget, he had to be a little bit cautious about how he handled it. They might be a little bit more bold in when lawmakers try to reject their plans. So we'll see.
Thanks, Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald and Ed Seelever with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.